And we have five students from Pittsburgh-Brashear. I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you, however they wish. Everybody pointed at you to start. Go ahead.
Well, I'm Darren. I'm in 10th grade at Brashear High School, and I'm here to talk about our project.
I'm Nicole Diener, and I'm in 10th grade, and I go to Brashear.
I'm Austin Peters. I'm in 10th grade, and I'm 16, and I'm also from Brashear.
I'm Maddie, or Madison Sparber, and I also go to Brashear.
I'm Sarah Rich, and I also go to Brashear. I'm 16 as well.
Well, I'm so glad that you're all here. And why don't we just jump right in? I'll just mention that the Youth Media Advocacy Project is a program. These students worked with TAD, right? TAD
yeah,
Whistle
TAD.
From our staff and Carlo University. And the idea was to try to come up with projects for the school or community to advocate to make improvements. And I'll just turn it over to you guys to talk about what you did.
Basically, what we were trying to do is our bathrooms are nasty and unsanitary and have so many health risks that it's unbelievable. So what we were trying to do is basically, like, try to help make them better. Maddie?
We did surveys in our health class. We created surveys, me, Nicole, and Sarah, and a few other students in our group. And we went into Health 1 and Health 2 classes, and we gave the survey to students. And a lot of students felt that their bathrooms were unsanitary. Some students even felt that they were unsafe because they weren't even aware of the health risks. And once they were aware, they felt more unsafe because there's not a lot of supplies that you need, and there's not even access to the bathrooms that you need to readily access to release your waste.
At our schools, the issues of them not being available to students is we have closed periods. So our 1st, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 9th periods are all closed, and our 5th through 7th periods are our lunch periods. And even during our lunch periods, it's still really hard to be able to use the bathrooms because they, I don't want to say like lock, but they don't permit us out of our locker bay. And they only allow one or two students at a time, and when those students leave, they never come back.
Yeah, and, you know, in our quest to help resolve this bathroom issue, we actually contacted multiple people from, like, even outside of Pennsylvania to kind of help. One person, in fact, was his name was Tom Keating. He's kind of an expert on this bathroom issue. I think he really made a change where he was from, and we just got some advice from him, and I think We sort of just tried to apply that to our own struggle, even though that he said posters wouldn't really work, did he? No, he didn't, yeah.
Yeah. Our posters actually kind of caused like a little uprising because people didn't really know where they came from. They just kind of appeared in the school. But people actually really liked our posters. They thought they were really creative. But other than that, we created like pamphlets, and we were gonna do like a little thing on the morning announcements, but we really didn't get to that because our advisory kind of got cut short due to testing and just the end of the year, I guess.
Tell me about the posters that you did. So these posters just started appearing out of nowhere. You kind of stealth did some stealth posting of things.
Well, what happened was people didn't really understand the meeting behind the poster, so they kind of got offended because they thought the meaning was something different than what it was. So they got offended, and then some teachers got a little offended and started emailing Mr. Graham, our teacher for advisory, and told them to take it down. And then once we kind of got the meaning across, I guess everything was okay after
now,
that.
Now, I saw your posters. I did not find them offensive whatsoever. You had a little play on words. Do you want to describe what they looked like? And I think it's all radio-friendly.
Basically, we made the poster based upon the saying, power to the people, because, you know, that's everybody. Well, we rearranged it and said, people, and underneath it, we said something about, why pee like a peasant when you can pee like a king?
And there was, like, a toilet in the middle and there was like a crown on top of it.
You know, they were
and
just
it was created.
Partying.
Yeah, it was created by two of our students, Josie Everly and Carly Dougherty, and they spent a lot of time on that. So, for us, and like we posted them in the beginning, our advisories right before our first period, by eighth period, which is our AP World History class, which we have with our advisory teacher. He was like, "You guys need to go take them down like ASAP. Like teachers are emailing me, we're getting complaints. Like you guys need to find all of them and take them all down." So we spent the whole period trying to find them and take them all down.
Well, my first reaction is that if you think our posters are making the school unattractive, how about making our bathrooms more attractive?
Yeah, the first thing
I would think about. So did you get through? Is anybody going to make any changes, do you think? It takes a long time sometimes.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, teens are stubborn. They really are, you know. So it's kind of hard because it's hard to just tell people to do something and trust them to do it because they don't care, basically, as much as we do. They just want to get through their day, and they want to make them better, but they don't want to put in the work to get them better. So that is just, it's hard, basically.
Yeah, and recently, yesterday was our senior prank day. And one of the things that we've been trying to get across at our school is the vandalism in the bathrooms is quite horrendous. And senior prank day, it's fun and all. I mean, not for the underclassmen. But they decided that they were going to go in the bathrooms and graffiti, foul language, and, like, hate remarks against the underclassmen. And, like, even in our presentations, like, we've talked to ninth graders all the way up to 12th graders in the health classes. And they knew that vandalism was expensive. I mean, like, it's, like, $8 a word, like a letter, no, a letter to cover up.
Yeah.
If it's a big letter, it's $8 a letter. If it's a word, it's $8 a word.
That's the cost of like a janitor or a painter to cover it up?
If it's like permanent marker, but if it's like lipstick or something, you can just wipe it off. But
how do you know that?
What was it? Dr. Keating?
Yeah, it was Keating.
Interesting.
And also for senior prank day, they thought it'd be funny to take all the toilet paper out of the bathroom.
Yeah. I walked in eighth period to use the restroom, and there was another friend of mine that walked in, and I'm like checking each stall when the toilet paper is everywhere. There's none in the stalls, and I'm honest, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? All the bathrooms, and we only have two bathrooms available for us, and they were both destroyed.
Well, you know, we could have taken the toilet paper from the seniors TPing our schools, so.
Yeah.
You know. We could just use that.
We have like a little, we call him the insider. He's our one teacher who gives us the inside. He actually told us that there's more teacher bathrooms in the school than there is student bathrooms. And that they have in their bathrooms like lotion and they have amounts of supplies. They always have hand soap. We never have hand soap, ever.
The teacher bathrooms are kept like extremely sanitary.
We also,
and the students are left out,
found out that when people of like higher ranking or higher power come in, that they will specifically put in like little bottles of hand soap or a roll of paper towels in the bathroom and make sure they're kept nice and clean and stocked, so when they come in our school looks nice and presentable. But any other time, there's everything flown all over the place. And even in the girls' bathroom, there's even feminine products like used thrown all over the floor.
So I just want to be sure I understood the point that you just made, Maddie. If somebody is coming to visit the school, the student bathrooms will be spruced up so they look like they're beautiful and clean.
Yeah, that's what our insider told us.
Interesting. How does that make you feel? I mean, I think it might be obvious, but you need bathrooms. You've got to be able to use bathrooms. And how many are there?
We have two.
Yeah, there's two bathrooms per gender. There's a bathroom on the first floor and the third floor. And usually there's like six stalls about in each bathroom, but only about three are even usable or stocked with supplies. So usually they don't have toilet paper. The doors are kicked in so they don't lock. So you have to go with a buddy or you have to get like a big book bag to keep the door closed.
How many students roughly go to Rashir?
1,200.
I thought it was 1,400 last time I checked.
No, it was 1,200 last time I was on the website. I don't know.
Okay, so 1,200 students are So there's 600, let's just say 600 boys, 600 girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 600 girls have two bathrooms, one on the first floor, one on the third floor, mm-hmm. each with like three working stalls mm-hmm. maybe.
Yes.
And for the boys, similar, first and third floor.
Don't they?
During the open periods, and I think this is where Darren was going, during the open periods, both of them aren't open. Sometimes it's only the third floor, sometimes it's only the first floor, and I'll kind of start this off and let them take it away. The boys don't have stall doors.
No. The locker rooms for the gyms, there's no stall doors. There's no anything. You just, if you're swimming, there's no privacy to get changed, and if you have to go to the bathroom badly, there's no privacy to do that.
I will hand it to them, though. Now, that was the case for basically a very long time before, like a couple months ago. They did add stall doors to the locker rooms. I haven't checked in there quite recently. I mean, are they still, you know, there?
I heard they got torn down again. Yeah, I heard there's only one now out of...
They got taken away again.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
And was that student vandalism, or do you think the administration just took them away?
Probably mixture to both.
They don't even like to leave the stall doors on in the female room. They're like, well, we don't want you in there changing during swimming. You can change out in the open with everyone else. Like, the stalls are only for when you need to go to the bathroom. Like, they don't like you to change in there whatsoever. So, like, I think taking off the stall doors in the locker rooms, like, their elimination of that problem, but it's just creating a lot more problems.
Yeah, there's three stalls in the locker room. Two like normal, and then there's a handicap stall. The handicap stall does not have anything in it, and it doesn't even have a door.
Yeah.
So for students that, you know, that have to go in for swimming or anything that need to use that, especially the handicap one, you would think that the handicap stall would be workable, but it's not.
Yeah. We have multiple students that have, you know, like body conditions, like, you know, handicap kids and stuff like that, that we need those stalls. And on top of that, we're a school that supports, you know, like transgender, gender, you know, all of them. And so, like, whether you're male, female, transgender, so on and so forth, it's, you want a clean bathroom. You want a bathroom with stalls because it's your privacy that's being, you know, violated.
Yeah, not like, especially in the locker room, not everybody's comfortable with changing in front of each other. And I know, like, when gym first started up, all the freshmen that came in, mm-hmm. they were all like rushing to the stalls and fighting over stalls because,
yeah.
Even like simply like removing a shirt in front of another female was extremely like scary for them. And then like you can only think like how like other people feel, especially like with our transgender students and everything like that. That revealing, like, sometimes it's just not something that they are comfortable with. And it's honestly wrong that they kind of want to force students to like just go out of their comfort zone and just make them extremely uncomfortable around each other.
Another thing is we share our locker rooms and our gyms with the South Hills Middle School because it's connected to our school. They don't have their own. So they come in with us. So them being younger than us, I'm sure they feel way more uncomfortable than we do when we only have three stalls. So when they're in there, when we're in there, it's just complete and utter chaos.
And it kind of sucks because, you know, they're looking at our, you know, locker rooms and stuff like that. And like, what impression is that making on the South Hills students? I mean, it's, you know, our bathrooms and our locker rooms, like, they're always, like, the floors covered in, like, chlorine water. And, you know, the lockers, some of them don't even shut. Some of them don't even open. Like, and they're, like, cruddy and gross. But more onto the bathrooms, like, the handicap stall, the door goes both ways. Like, it goes, you know, it's
in
like a
out.
Swinging door.
Yeah.
And it's not right.
Now, by the way, if you're just joining us, these are students from Pittsburgh, Brashear. We're talking about their youth media advocacy project, Power to the People, to try to make better bathrooms in the school. Is there any sympathetic ears by the administration about, because it seems to me these are pretty reasonable requests in terms of privacy and hygiene? I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but is anybody...
They've thrown us under the bus the entire year.
we've tried, talking to our principal about it, and, you know, she basically kind of shut us down saying that we're getting the bathrooms renovated over the summer.
And she was like, oh, well, you guys can work with the designers, and we never heard back from her. We never got a chance. We never got an email, or she never talked to us. Like, she never even acknowledged our existence till our posters came along.
Yeah, and we've talked to other students, like upperclassmen, and they said they've been saying that for years. They've always said that they're going to fix the bathrooms, and they haven't. And honestly, they're nasty metal doors, and like, I know, especially when you have to hold them closed, multiple of my friends have cut their hands on the doors.
Oh dear.
Oh yeah.
And like, my one friend Tayana, she was terrified that she had like tetanus, and she's like, oh my god, oh my god. But and it's like the floor, like even the floors, they're like rusted.
They are. It's horrible.
A friend of ours, her mother came in for musical, I think it was, and they used the bathrooms, and she said ever since she went to Brashear, they have not changed whatsoever.
And she's an adult now.
Yeah,
like,
you would think like 20 years ago when she went to high school, same bathrooms.
A fun fact for the musical, I think like our bathrooms, were, they made every audience member of the musical, they made them go to the South Hills bathrooms.
Yes.
I think just because they would have been so embarrassed had they actually used the bathrooms that were available
exactly.
in the school. Yeah. So that's just a clear sign that just something needs to change.
Well, I hope you're going to continue to try to push this. You still have a few days left in the school year. The idea of like working with the designer, if your principal would really allow that to happen, I mean, what better than to let students actually have some input into what they would like to see? But that has to be real, right?
Yeah.
And is there like an opportunity for any of you to push that without... it's kind of awkward, too, because you don't want to exactly necessarily go up against the principal, I guess.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. Like, those bathrooms are disgusting, and I just don't think... I think she understands that they're disgusting, but she's probably just thinking that, oh, these kids really aren't going to change. But I think she needs to understand that there needs to be change and that we need to be a part of it, because maybe that if we're part of it, that we won't do as many bad things. And actually, what was it, a couple years ago? So when Kenny, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah, our friend Kenny, he's a senior now. He had told us that when he was a freshman, sophomore, he said that they had this system in the boys' bathroom where if a guy would walk in, you know, they would use this clapping system so that they knew not to look in there or to go in there. Because they didn't have doors.
Well,
oh, jeez.
I was kind of talking about how they did the same YMAP project.
Oh, well.
Yes, they did.
That's me continuing on what you're going to say then.
Yeah.
They did the same one, and I don't think they even got this far as much as we did.
Well, are you guys going to keep at it next year?
We're actually done.
Yeah.
They're actually bringing in a new set of ninth graders.
Oh, well, but you still have the ability to keep.
Yeah.
Right. Because I know the YMAP program really well, and one reason they choose ninth or tenth graders is so you could keep on going with the skills you've learned.
Yeah.
Because maybe you'll be the ones to solve this. I mean, I remember your Bladder Matters, the campaign. That was the previous year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, I mean, it probably makes you late to class sometimes if there aren't enough bathrooms, because you probably have to wait in line.
No, they try to make us go to the bathroom in between classes, and we have 4 minutes in between class.
Yeah.
And they're locked in between class. Like, how do you want me to find a security guard or a principal or a teacher for them to unlock it, which takes about 2 minutes, pee one minute, then walk to my class on the whole other side of the school in another minute?
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
After school, I know, like, I stay after school a lot because I did the musical and the play. And, like, after school, like, everybody's rushing to get to their buses because, honestly, they'll leave without you 5 minutes after the bell rings. You're done. There's, like, 30 girls in the bathroom, and you're fighting over one stall. And especially, and there's six stalls, but only, like, three of them are working. And then, like, the sinks, they're clogged. They don't work. There's a sink that doesn't even, like, pour out water.
Yeah.
Well, and I think... So there's the basic, what it does to you from a practical standpoint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not having
mm-hmm.
a clean place to go to the bathroom. But what does it say about the way you feel? I mean, it kind of, I don't want to put these bad thoughts into your head, but, you know, you're here. We wanted to be sure you're comfortable. We have a green room. Yeah. We're welcoming you. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't, if you're not taking care of that, I mean... It kind of feels like folks must not care, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you get that? I know there's some great caring people at Brashear, but you got to feel like, gosh, can't you give us a little respect? And this is not asking for a whole lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Austin, I see you nodding your head.
Yeah. They know. Brashear is full of rebels, you know. Just people. they just like to rebel. They don't like to listen to their people who have. No, I'm not saying we have authority over them, but they don't listen to people when they're given like directions. You know, like people always, you know, talk back to teachers. It's not just because that's just a distinct Brashear problem. It's everywhere. You know.
Sure, that's most high schools.
It's every high school. So it's just hard to, you know, teen angst. You know. It's just difficult.
Well, I hope you'll continue to fight for this, and we will be as much of a platform as we can be. We only have about 5 more minutes or so, but I'm curious, inside of school or beyond, is there anything else like that, a problem you'd like to see corrected or something that's been bugging you?
The fairness of the dress code.
Yeah, that's been a really big issue ever since it's been getting warmer out. But that's probably like one of the most like controversial topics that's ever like popped up in our like advisory.
So I am a taller girl. I am almost 6 foot tall.
Are you really?
Yes. So my legs are pretty long. And I don't want to wear jeans. Like, it's 94 degrees out and I have to walk home. They're like, well, the school's adequately air conditioned. I'm like, it's 94 degrees and I got to walk home. And it's not air conditioned in half the rooms.
No.
I will walk into school and it's an everyday matter if I'm not wearing jeans. The principal or the administrator or someone will stop and they will look at me up and down. And they'll be like, is that appropriate? Or they will tell me something looks too short. It'll be completely appropriate and they say it looks too short, you need to go change.
It's one of them things too, when the security guards, because like they're mostly the people that say something, they pick favorites. They have their favorite students and they'll never say anything to them. But the second that there's another person in there that they don't know, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I've personally seen girls and boys, like there's boys that walk around shirtless some days. There's girls that have worn t-shirt dresses that come right under their butt, and I know their mom did not let them walk out the house like that.
Wow.
What was that?
Say it again.
I mean, they probably didn't let him walk out the house like that. I mean,
well, they could have, but that. Are there uniforms at Brashear?
No, no. Okay. We have a dress code, but I don't. It's not really followed. Like we said, there's favorites. Like some people get dress coded, some people do not.
So there's probably things like shoulder straps and
pajama
pants, sweatpants.
I got kicked out of school for that once.
Things like that. Well, that's one to try to wrestle with a little bit, especially if it's your personal comfort in the school. What about any other issues, including beyond school, that might be getting at you? Politics or the community in general?
Oh, damn.
That would take too long. So.
I know last year our project was dealing with our lunches. It wasn't even just the fact that they weren't tasteful. It was also the fact that just like they forced, we have a point system. And this was like an issue we never got solved because it ran into like taxes and things like that.
The government.
The government.
Health concerns.
Yeah. It was just mainly like the food waste in the school. Like they'll get the lunches and like say like they give you like a vegetable, fruit, a milk, and then your main entree, it gets thrown out and they keep the apple.
You had a great project because this has been going on for years. When I was in school, I would be given, you know, and often, frankly, for me, I did not want the fruit when I was a kid. So it's like you're forced to take this, so throw it away. Yeah. And you think of people that are starving would want that. That's, and you came up with a way to, you had to fight a lot of bureaucracy to do it because you can't necessarily give federally purchased food away, right?
We kind of, the share table kind of got more popular after that. And the lunch ladies even recognized the hypothetical share table now. It's like there's a little bar in the middle.
It's
with
not
like
official.
It's not official because we're not really, but it's there. It's like a little napkin dispenser, all the cups with the forks and the spoons, and then there's just a bunch of food that no one wants, and people will come pick it up. It's during breakfast and lunch.
That's great, and you did that. I mean, if you can keep that up at the school, you've come up with a practical way. And there, I know there's kids taking food home.
I've personally seen, like, I'll come out of the breakfast line, and there's always, like, those little loaf cakes. It's, like, little banana breads and things like that. Like, kids stack up. Like, even Nicole, like, I've seen her put, like, six loaf breads in her bag.
I really have,
and it's just because she's big hungry. But, I mean, like, same. But there's...
I'll be eating it during first period, you know?
I've seen kids that I just don't even know... And, like, you wouldn't even, like, assume that they've had issues at home or anything like that, that they take food home. And it's food that nobody likes either. So you know it's saying something when there's somebody, like, taking all of this food to bring home. And it's one of them issues that we wish we could have done more, but...
There's just so many rules and regulations.
There's so many things that we can't break. Even.
We tried doing this, like, backpack system, especially for kids that...
Right.
You know, and we ran into so many, like, no's. Because, you know, it's a health concern, you know.
Temperature,
and if it's not this temperature or that temperature, it could poison somebody. And I mean, like, I mean, that's horrible. But, you know, we're trying to help these people in need. And, like, even if you think about it, like, there's a whole bunch of people, you know, in overseas, you know, that are starving and they don't have any of this food. And we're sitting here throwing away our food, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's not good, but I mean, like, people could eat it that, you know, to survive.
Yeah.
So you guys may be a bunch of rebels, but you all have really good hearts.
Yeah.
And thank you. I'm so glad, again, that you're able to be here. I'd love to do this again, too. We're always open to talking about stuff. We have to make way for another group of students that's going to come in from another YMAP school coming up. I want to be sure that you all get the last word. Is there anything you wanted to say that you didn't have a chance to?
So next year, I don't know about the two boys, but a few of us were thinking of actually going back into the YMAP program and becoming like older mentors.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
It would be
Darren?
Nice.
No? Yeah.
It sucks because I think
you can't nod.
They can't hear you nodding, Darren.
I like Nicole. She knows that you can't nod on the radio.
It's okay because I do it all the time on the phone. So.
I just feel like this is just something that was like missing from my high school experience. That like I feel like it'd be kind of empty if I didn't do it my last 2 years. So I feel like if I could stand from the outside and watch kids grow, it'd be kind of cool.
Now, Nicole, are you in National Honor Society?
Yes.
So four of us right now. Sorry,
poor
Darren.
Austin. Darren.
We still love
you're now, Austin.
Four of us are in National Honor Society, and I think we owe a big portion of that because of this program. Like I know, if it wasn't for this, I would not be in National Honor Society.
Because
so just you know, thank you.
A big
like,
part.
So
yeah.
much.
We get 24 hours per year of community service just because of this.
This was a huge help.
Wait, this is community service?
Yes.
Yes.
I could put that on my application.
Darren, we told you.
What if I didn't make it?
Yeah.
Well,
we told you.
That I'll pass that along to folks at Carlo and also to Tad, too. No, that's terrific.
Yeah,
and
working with Carlo has been absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Tad's the best.
Thanks for all the work that you've done, and let's keep in touch.
Yeah,
of course.
Thank you.